ABC Radio Australia.
Let's turn our attention to Samoa, where they've declared a dengue fever outbreak with over 200 cases since November last year. According to the Acting Director General of Health, Atoa Glenn Fatupaito, numbers are increasing, with the Apia urban area as one of the most affected areas.
We've seen an upswing of cases, particularly in the last 2 weeks. We recorded 81 cases. And so since we've been monitoring, as you know, dengue fever is endemic to Samoa. So it's always present, but the ministry always keeps a tab on when cases increase exponentially. So we've seen an increase as we've been monitoring since November last year, the trend. So we've declared an outbreak. We're waiting a final report, an updated report this Friday, to give us an update what's the numbers like since last week. So there's been 216 cases since November 2023. And within the first 2 weeks of April alone, there's been 81 confirmed cases.
Can you highlight some of the areas that has the highest number of cases?
So we've identified that the northwestern Upolu and Apia urban areas has the highest amount of cases. So these are the cases that come. And keep in mind that these cases are laboratory-confirmed cases. So people come into hospital with symptoms. We take their blood. We test it. So as of yet, there's no testing capability out in the peripheries. So we may be... Well, it's likely that we're seeing a representative of the true picture. But we interview people, where are you from? And so we know, okay, these are where, that's how we're gauging our hotspots.
Lovely. Now, in terms of the children, are there many numbers, like how are the numbers for children, presenting dengue fever?
Yes, we've seen certain spikes in the demographics. So, for example, we've seen spikes in the 5 to 9 year olds, the 20 to 29 year olds, and the 60 to 69. So those are the highest numbers we have so far since 2023.
You know, the ministry's current plan at the moment, can you just state on what the ministry is up to?
Last week we got the approval from cabinet. We gave a cabinet paper, a PICA, seeking a government approval for two things, a nationwide campaign for cleanup campaign. So this was approved on the 17th of April, and so that's how, once we got this approval, we declared an outbreak officially, and we're now working with other partners, Ministry of Women, Ministry of Education. So in short, what we're doing, this Friday, Cabinet has approved a cleanup campaign. So it's a half day for all government workers. Half day in the sense that you work in the morning, and then from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, it's cleanup. So every government ministry is requested that they tidy up around their immediate area. So as what we talked about before, you know, looking at areas that water pools, general cleanup, reducing the mosquito breeding sites. And we're also engaging the Suyo Nuku to clean up campaigns within the villages itself. So it's... think of it, it's a nationwide engagement to tackle dengue fever.
And that's Acting Director General of Health, Atoa Glenn Fatupaito, and he was speaking there with ABC's Adele Frewin.